shape, right?
Yeah.
And as well as that, I can confirm here and now that at no stage did we say that you had bought the FM, because the FM is for sale. I did say, however, about Hugh Hardy, that he did ring me and was interested in buying my transmitter,
sure,
not having
that,
it bought.
Even that is not factual.
Yes?
I did not call you to buy a transmitter. I called you to complain about interference on my leak.
Yeah, which...
So that's factual.
Yeah,
so
right.
Let's get the facts out of the way, Sean, and we'll talk.
Right. Well,
okay. Now, secondly, I did call you up, and you rightly stated, in fact,
you can't give me a chance, can you?
I call you up on a Monday morning to give out, because you said, without any foundation, that Carousel was for sale. At the time, it was not for sale.
Now, well, if you give me a chance to answer you, I might get to answer you, but you seem to be like the politicians. You're interrupting me there.
There's not many people in the business. It gets an opportunity of answering you. You come out with these broad statements.
Oh, no. No, Hugh, that's where you're wrong again. You are live on the air now,
that's
right?
That's right.
And you want to make an argument out of it, that's okay with me. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I've nothing to hide. That's why I'm putting you live on the air. And I've, like, anything you've said to me there so far, number one, about me, you haven't bought the transmitter. That's a lie, right, number one. Number two, as far as me saying that you, the Carousel was for sale, that was a live phone call we took on the air from Heady Eddie. Now, number three, right... Before we start this program every Sunday, we do clear ourselves and we say this is a program made up for people who are involved in radio and DXers, who in actual fact, a lot of this stuff is made up of hearsay and can be incorrect. However,
if we... It could also be very, very different to the person concerned.
However, listen, hear me out, or do you want to take over again? Right? If we are incorrect, we are willing to change it, apologise for it, or whatever the case may be, or as today, take you live in the air,
yes, Sean,
as you see a way of redeeming yourself and clearing your own name.
Sean, it's now, all right saying that you will accept phone calls, but by that time, the initial damage is done.
Well, right now, Hugh,
right. Okay,
Heady Eddie
facts,
owns a radio
Sean,
station.
Right,
hold on a minute. Right.
Facts,
now,
I'm
listening to you. You owned a radio station.
That's right.
What you're saying is, I'm perfect, everybody else is wrong.
No, I
take on Heady Eddie. Right. I expect him to be a responsible person. And the same as that man there from Monaghan, who knows you. Now, needless to say, that man has rang us loads of times,
mm-hmm.
right? And he could be telling me lies, right? But it's a chance we got to take on this programme, since it's designed for people who are DXers and that sort of thing. And if we are incorrect, we correct it. And I think that's why we have such a big listenership to this programme, is that an odd time we are incorrect, but we do correct ourselves. We're not hidden or running away from anybody or anything
right,
like that.
Sean,
and as well as that, with Class in Dublin, we've done a programme here, and you obviously didn't hear that, and we wished you the best of luck. And we at no stage would knock you. As far as you were concerned, I think that we are here to knock you. We're not you.
We've always given you great praise, etc. Sean, old buddy, Sean,
mm-hmm.
I never implied that you are here to knock me. But yet, somebody sent me in a tape, which
yeah.
you publicly said on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said this publicly on the air, which was totally erroneous and incorrect, that I had called you names during the previous week. I never spoke about you at all, Sean.
No, this was a few phone calls that we got,
yes.
right? Saying that people who were talking to you, close friends of yours, were kind of saying, well, coin is only a load of rubbish, that transmitter he was on about, and me buying it, I wouldn't buy that transmitter. Now, that is it again. You're here saying, oh, you never said that.
Well,
right,
I never said that.
Right. Well, I apologise for saying that without
Sean,
a doubt.
Sean, you want facts about Carousel? Here they are. Mm. On Thursday afternoon at 4:44, and I am being precise, an official from the Department of Communication arrived at the studio on foot of an official complaint.
Yes.
And the complaint was that we were allegedly causing interference on mobiles in the immediate vicinity.
Yes,
on the
sir.
Mobiles of a licensed operator. And as such, we were directed to cease broadcasting. Now, this was completely out of the blue to us. And I thought it was rather strange, because we have been using the exact same equipment for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So why were we not causing...
What sort of power are you putting out? Just a matter of interest.
You mean on the FM?
Yeah.
Probably about, it's the LinkedIn Avenue, about 75 watts.
Yeah.
And we were using the same thing 3 months ago, in fact 3 years ago. So why all of a sudden the interference right now? And we were directed to close. Now, I have to correct somebody who said that we were interfering for a long, long time.
I said that for Monaghan.
Right, but if we
not for Carousel.
Yes, if we were, it was totally news to me.
Mm-hmm.
The first news I heard about interference was at 4:44 on Thursday afternoon. And, like I said, we were directed to close.
Now you didn't close until Friday.
That's right.
Why was that?
The official said that he has in his instructions not to leave the station without a commitment from me. And he asked me, in front of a Garda witness, what was my answer? Was I going to close or was I going to defy them and they would get a court order?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him then that there would have to be some kind of a winding down period, and I give my word that I would close at 2 o'clock on Friday.
And
with that, he left satisfied, and he said he would monitor the station and take action if that was not done. So in fact, I closed down at 1 o'clock.
Right. So in other words, Hugh, if you went back on the air in the morning with a rig that would have gone through a spectrum analyzer and that, and that you had known to be perfect, you would expect nobody to come on to you. Would that
but
be
Sean,
right?
But Sean, how does one know it is perfect? I mean, I assumed, as indeed I'm sure that you assumed when you put on a certain rig in Dublin, that everything was above board and okay.
Mm. Well, everything was above, except that RTE got on to me on 96.6 and told me, move off, do we want to end up in court?
Yes.
And
if that had been directed at me, that either move or end up in court or come in with a court warrant, I certainly would have moved, but that was not the proposal put to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The proposal was that I was causing interference and I had to close down, like, now.
Well, we're sad to hear that, Hugh. And what are your intentions? Are you just brewing on us at the moment? Are you just thinking on it? You don't know what to do. Is that it, sir?
Well, Sean, I know there are a lot of radio people listening to you this morning.
There is, without a doubt.
I know that I haven't been involved, and my friend from Armagh, Cathal McSherry, indeed, coming to my defence, I thank him, but I don't need anyone to defend me. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been involved, as he said, and Carousel were the first, in fact, commercial station outside of Dublin and the longest running.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose it's sad to see the end of an era. However, having been in radio for a number of years and seen reaction from listeners, I'm going to tell you, if I might, Sean, to digress for a moment or two.
All right.
On KLAS last week, that is last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, we were running a write-in quiz.
Mm-hmm.
A write-in quiz, Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was being monitored by the Chartered Accountants of Oliver Freeney, best known in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
They were monitoring the response.
Yeah, yeah.
And from that write-in quiz, we got 1,288 replies.
That's very, very good.
With response like that, and with the incredible potential of an easy listening station in Dublin, I'm directing my efforts here.
So, in other words, what you're really saying then, Hugh, is that you've closed Carousel, but the steam you had putting in there is going to go into class.
That's basically it.
And now, how does Dundalk and have you another relay station in Northern Ireland?
That's right. Well, that's a separate entity and that's...
They're not linked together, no?
They're not linked together, no.
So they're staying on the airwaves?
They are staying on the airwaves and they're staying on the airwaves, yes.
And is there any chance of class going on AM?
No, Sean. I don't think that the music that I play would be sort of suitable for AM because, I mean, it is, and I don't mean this in a facetious way, a little bit upmarket, and I think you'd lose a lot of the music if it were just if you just put that music on AM.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have
What sort of power are you using? About 250 and 4?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh, can I just ask
you... It gets down here very well. Actually, you were blocking me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Sean.
Right to Kilbeggan, even outside Kilbeggan, as far as Moat, you were blocking my 98.5. I've been on 98.5 for the last 2 years.
Ah.
And RTE got on to me on Wednesday morning to move by the next day at 1 o'clock. Because they use that as an OB outside broadcast frequency, and they're doing one in Tuam sometime next week.
Right.
So 98.5, I thought they might be on to you as well.
No.
Well, obviously, you wouldn't be causing interference from down in Tuam. But in actual fact, you were blocking my... And I was putting out about 100 watts from Athlone, even though, like, it's hilly country, so I wouldn't be coming strong this way.
I see. Well, I wasn't aware of that, Sean, and I do apologise.
The way I looked at it is, like, you weren't hitting my... I had another transmitter covering the area, and I wouldn't be strong enough there anyway. But
right.
I couldn't monitor it here in Mullingar. You just wiped it out, no matter what way. Even a massive high-gain area, and you're still coming in the back of it, in the front.
Well,
it's
getting down to all the surrounding Dublin counties, to Carlow, to Wicklow, to Offaly, to West. To Louth, in fact, I would say...
The only thing about FM, as far as I'm concerned, like, to get it on a small transistor radio, I've got to be fairly local to it. And, like, even though I can get you driving around, we'll say, to get you here on a house radio, I might get you with a massive amount of hiss or whatever. It's not that strong, and I think you have to agree with me on that.
Right,
that, in other words, in Dublin City, I reckon, that's where you'll be strongest. Outside that, I'd say you're
Well, my
shaking.
Signal is aimed basically at Dublin, where there are a million people, and where a lot of houses, in fact, the vast majority of commercial, of domestic houses, have the pipe system.
Mm.
And the music that I'm, that I'm aiming for, invariably they have an FM in their cars and they have good hi-fi systems.
Yeah, yeah, it's FM, definitely. I think FM has come on tremendous in Dublin in the last year. Obviously Q102 have proven that over and over again with 103.5.
Well, I would say Nova originally and then subsequently Q.
Mm-hmm. And though Nova tried it on FM, but Kerry found out to his disappointment at the end of the day, and he told me this himself, that in actual fact AM was 70%, FM was 30%. And I think the tables have just reversed in the last year, that it's 70 FM, 30 AM.
Well, I am absolutely amazed and beyond my wildest dreams at the response from KLAS. And again, having been in radio at the very, very height of it and seeing reaction, I mean, any time that I would...
You're sorry you didn't start this a few years ago.
Well, now you're saying. But any time that I open the phone lines here, I can take an average of 120 phone calls an hour.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
And even at the height of Carousel's popularity, I don't think we could do that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I will be directing my efforts this direction in future.
Hugh, can I just ask you briefly, Carousel Dundalk has closed down. What's the future of Carousel Navan?
Oh, Carousel Navan is a total and separate entity, Don, and they will continue broadcasting as per normal.
Very good.
Right, Hugh, it's been nice talking to you. I know nice talking to you, but at least I had the guts in that to talk to you live in the air, and I think you should respect me for that some of the time anyway.
Well, I do respect you, Sean.
On the other hand, we do sincerely wish you the best of luck with all your ventures, and the same with anybody out there. Now, one thing we do is try and stay with the truth. Okay, we mightn't be perfect all the time, so if we hear about somebody causing interference, we do give it a mention, if they're not or the are, whatever the case might be, and I think that's what makes the programme sort of alive. In the meantime, we don't wish anybody bad luck or any of those things to happen, but
well,
I think it's your case that will open the light for other people who at this minute might know they're causing interference and at least get their act together right.
Yes. Well, I never inferred, Sean, and this is what, again, like I said, these are what tapes would be said into me, but I never inferred that you were ever out to get me. And this rather annoyed me when I heard on tape that you would have said the man thinks I'm out to get you. I certainly didn't, and I don't.
Well, that's that matter cleaned up.
And we're all in the same business. And
indeed we are. That's the way I look at it, you know, and it's just a kind of a fun programme, and I think... okay, we may be incorrect, but people know what sort of people were here doing the programme, what type of things that goes on. And I think anybody that would be a regular listener know that we do make an odd mistake, but we do correct it the next week, and that's the type of programme we run.
Right.
It's not in actual fact like an NUJ news thing. We're talking about other people who are operating radio stations, and we're also talking about, for example, like, I'm going to say this live in the air, Big O rang me after leaving Carousel, or rang somebody here in the station and wanted to come and work here and this sort of thing. Now, Big O, like,
well,
after...
Sean, just cut a hold of there. Yeah. He didn't leave Radio Carousel.
No, I know he didn't
you're
leave...
You're saying... No, you did say after he left Radio Carousel.
I meant Boyneside, sorry.
Right.
After Boyneside. But the thing about it is, I done a programme here, or talk for about a half an hour here one Sunday, on staff, the way staff left the station, went off and set up their own station, and all this sort of thing, because I realised possibly what was going on. Like, a lot of staff have left here over the last few years. A lot of them left with gremlins, and some of them didn't, and some of them went on to better things. As your friend said there, you have people working in RTE. Well, we have too. But I think staff, in a way, can, you know, kind of work a little bit funny sometimes. They can go again or go with you, and when they leave you, like, they can be good or bad, or whatever the case would be. And that's the sort of things we talked about. But anyway, there's a...
Yes, Sean,
example.
I had a rather, and again, having been in the business for a long and many year, before, in fact, any of you, and having been, had a lot of staff working for me, the good and the bad,
exactly.
And a lot of them going on to greater and better things, I really did have a very, wouldn't say it traumatic, but a rather unusual experience last Wednesday, in which a newsreader who came from ERI in Cork, had done an interview with a local political man in Dundalk, I made a comment on it on my programme.
Yeah, yeah.
And this particular newsreader came in while the microphone was open and publicly stated, "I resign from this station right now." Now, that is not the professional.
Well, they say, I never heard of one as bad as that. But
never.
What I'm saying,
never,
you know what I'm saying about staff
that.
And about staff moving around. They can
yes.
be good to you and can be bad to you. They can stab you in the back. They can go and spread all sorts of rumours about
exactly.
you and everything. So that's why, in actual fact, I've just done a programme here and let the general public know out there what, in actual fact, radio staff are like, that there's some of them good, there's some of them very bad, and you have them betwixt.
Yes, but Sean, you and I, as professional operators of professional stations, we intend and try and go for professional people.
Exactly. But you never know.
When you hear something like that, something as so unprofessional as to say, when a microphone is open, I resign from this station for a very, very petty and petulant reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't do the guy an awful lot of justice to maybe future employment.
Mm. Well, during the week, I believe a certain person was telling me in RTE they were running a quiz, right? It happened twice, where one was, there's a town in Ireland called after a part of a person's body, and to ring up if they knew the answer, and this fella rang up, and they just took him live in the air, and he said, Balls Bridge. And it happened again during the week, where this fella was on, he was actually been on just a minute quiz.
Yes.
And it came along the end, he said, well, can I play a request? And your man says, oh yes, go ahead. Well, can I play, I want to play it for, I don't know, some dirty name. I don't know what he used exactly, so I'm not going to try it and maybe get the wrong one. But he kind of, for the three wankers or whatever the case might be down here in Kilkenny or Tipperary or wherever, Dublin, wherever it may be. So in other words, like, okay, we can get caught another
time.
Well, of course. But there's a professional...
It's not something that's done deliberately.
Yes, that is a very, very bad taste.
Very bad taste.
Very bad taste.
And it's something that, like I said, is not a reflection on me or my station, but it's a reflection on the individual concerned.
Exactly, and I don't think...
Sean, all radio people are listening to your program this morning.
And they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
The owners do, anyway.
Yes.
Did you ever come across Frank Ryan?
Thankfully, no. Thankfully, no. I mean, he was working for another station in Dundalk a number of years ago, and I might have met him once or twice, but had no dealings with him, thank the Lord.
Yeah. Right, okay, there's a lot of other questions I'd like to ask you, but I'm not asking them, it's not the right place to ask them, whatever the case might be. But anyway, it's been nice talking to you, and delighted you came on the air, and we remain friends, and the best for 1987, and the best with class as well.
You better believe it, John.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And I'm sorry for being long-winded. I mean, in the past... I have been accused of going on and on, even on my own programme, and here in your programme I went on and on. I do apologise for that.
The TAM ratings, I'd say, went up tenfold this
morning. Oh, you better believe it. Sean, listen, we talk again.
Right to be, sir.
Just before you go, can I just ask you, now that Carousel in Dundalk is closed, you're renowned in that area for your presentation of country music. What is the future of your country music show? Will it still be heard on Navin?
Well, at this stage, I can't comment, but I'll be doing some live shows. As a matter of fact, a number of live shows lined up, including a very, very prominent hotel has asked me to take over and do a country show.
Will there be any country shows on class?
Oh.
Or is that too soon to...
I regrettably, Don, the answer to that has to be in the negative.
Ah, right.
I would love to do a country show on KLAS, but I don't think the listeners to KLAS would appreciate it.
Ah, right, right.
Right, we're running short of time as well here.
Right,
thank you very much for coming on.
Okay, Don,
have a pleasant day.
To you, and Sean, nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's the man himself, Marty.
Well, that
was interesting. All my mail, the first time ever I read all my mail and got everything incorrect and everything else. Lo and behold, I get to read out nothing. Anyway, I just must give a few people a mention. We have a letter here from 20 Harleville Avenue, Rialto in Dublin 8, the 22nd of the 1st, 1987. And he will be reading that out next week. We have Anorex UK. We have... a few other letters here, if I can pull them up and open them out. This is the last one. Noel Dooley, Cummerchune, County Galway. He lets us know exactly what's going on down there. Right, just before I go, we have our first link. We are in Galway City, actually, from during the week on 94 FM, which is coming from around the Arton Rye area. So if there's anybody listening out there today, Anorex, will you try 94 FM? It might be a slight little bit overmodulated. I discovered when it was about 40 miles away. That's in Galway City. It's good in about 50% of it. We have our sites organised in Galway City. Medium wave will be 711 kilohertz. That's what it is, right? 711 kilohertz in Galway City, and around 96 something in the city on FM. What frequency exactly, I don't know. But we will be in Galway this week on FM with medium wave aerials and that going in. So we'll say hello to everybody down there in Galway. If you can get us this morning, 94 FM in around Galway, Loughrea, all around there, we're perfect. Okay? Bye-bye. Are you saying bye-bye, Dan? You are. Right, he has to get his headphones on.
In actual fact, we've got a gentleman here. I know we haven't got time to talk to him. Paul Davidson. I think he wants to speak to you, okay?
Right, okay.
And we're fastly running out of time here. Once again, we'd like to say thank you to Hugh Hardy for phoning us up and having that detailed discussion. Nice to clear the air. And And on behalf of all of us here on the Anurag Show, we wish him all the best with KLAS. And the continuation of Radio Carousel in Navan and Radio Carousel Northern Ireland. And on behalf of the captain and myself, Don Allen, we'll see you next Sunday, same time. Well, at 10:30, I believe it is. 10:30 until 11:30. Right now, this is Radio West broadcasting from Mullingar, County Westmeath. The time is 30 seconds past 12 noon, and time to say a very good afternoon. Well, first of all, we're very, very disorganized here. Okay, right, away we go now. Let's see. Well, here's some good news for you, anyway. Radio West!